One of them in Lahore has been picked up. We do not know where he is. The candidate has cried foul and gone to the court. In other cases, we are seeing that the form that was supposed to be submitted, they are showing different numbers. The initial forms that were submitted to the Election Commission, which the media had got a hand of, which was called the Form 45, which the presiding officers were supposed to give the residing officers, they had a different outcome. And the one that the residing officers gave to the Election Commission has a different outcome. We are also receiving reports that the residing officers were confined to certain rooms by the military. And of course, these are reports that are unconfirmed, but certainly there is enough evidence to suggest that during the night there was significant manipulation of the results as they were coming out.
I want to go back to Alia Alamari, who is in London right now, but closely following the Pakistan elections. For a global audience, Alia, who are not closely following politics in Pakistan, if you can explain to us how the system is working right now. We saw the violence in the lead up to the election, candidates gunned down, the telecommunications going down. You had PTI barred, so Imran Khan's party, Imran Khan, who has been jailed for corruption, running as independents because the party is barred. Nawaz Sharif, who was imprisoned for a time, coming up second. Do you agree that all these independents that seem to be ahead now, they're saying the reason the results aren't in is because they're being tampered with, they're being finagled with? But for a global audience, to put this election in context and where the military stands, the Pakistani military stands in the middle of all of this, such a powerhouse in running Pakistan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. As I said earlier, I think it's important to remember the history of I prefer to use the term civilian rule rather than democracy, because it literally is just the battle for, elections to simply take place and their results to be accepted has been a constant struggle for Pakistan since its inception. We have to remember that the first general elections took place in 1970. The country was created in 1947. We've still spent more than half of our political history under direct military rule. And as I said earlier, where we began, the 1970 elections, the results were not accepted and we lost more than half of what was then, Pakistan as a result. And I think what has happened over time is that the military establishment has become more and more insecure, and that insecurity has meant greater attempts to manipulate and control not just the electoral process and its technicalities, but there's a whole sort of foreplay that happens beforehand about and alliances that are made. And, in Pakistan, it's common knowledge for people to assume that governments are made. It's not that elections don't, like, that people's
votes
don't matter.
Alia, you have 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
Okay. So it's not that people's votes don't matter. It's just that, the military will certainly manipulate the results.
Alia Amir Ali, Pakistani political activist and organizer, thank you so much for joining us. Muniza Jahangir, journalist and host of a political talk show on Pakistan's leading news network. That does it for the show. I'm Nermeen Sheikh with Amy Goodman. A happy early birthday to Messiah Rhodes. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Feltz, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Nermeen Sheikh, Maria Tara Sena, Tammy Woronoff, Charina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, and Te Maria Estudio. Thank you so much for joining me.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Good morning. Kenny Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Radio, broadcasting at 88.3 FM from the beautiful campus of Carnegie Mellon University. It is a warm day here in Pittsburgh. It is leading Kenny Joe to thinking about Spring Carnival. Spring Carnival here at CMU is a special day for Kenny Joe because it's his... It's his day off. It's his day off. I preempted for the carnival buggy race. So it has happened that I've shown up when I wasn't supposed to show up. So I have to keep track of that. Anyhow, the song that you just heard was Edwin Starr, War. And that was a 45. I got to say, that is not a remastered 45. That is a real 45 from when it was originally released on Gordy Records. And I mention that because I have to say that that song never sounded that good on AM radio. I was impressed by all of the things going on behind Mr. Starr that you'd never hear, especially if you're listening to a car radio. So... Yeah. Okay. What we're going to do today is a little different. I gave the people who come up with the Pinckney Hall playlist the week off, and so the playlist is essentially one done by Bob Dylan. A few months ago, we played the eight, nine, 10 songs that were highlighted in his book, The Philosophy of Music. And don't get too excited there. There's you philosophy nerds. As far as Kenny Joe can tell, there's not a whole lot of philosophy in there, at least not philosophy within the Western canon. But it is a wonderful potpourri of songs, and there was some good response to doing that, so we're doing it again. We're picking up where we left off, and we'll play, I don't know, eight or nine songs that Mr. Dylan chose to describe in that book. It is a it has all the appearance of a coffee table book, but I have to say the text is very interesting. At least it made me think. Anyhow, before we get to that, let me give you a public service announcement or two. Oh, let's see here. Ah, here we go. How can we grow vibrant communities? With trees. Tree-lined walkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values and decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores. A message from Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT Pittsburgh. And we're going to move from that to, here we go. You know that business suit, the one you wore for important presentations? That suit changed your life. But last month, your office went casual, and the only thing that suit sees now is the back of your closet. Well, don't worry. That suit can still change somebody's life. Just donate it to Goodwill. Your donation to Goodwill creates new jobs, training programs, and education assistance to people right in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org, donate stuff, create jobs, Goodwill. A message from Goodwill and WRCT. Okay, first up from The Philosophy of Music is an old song.
How the people held their breath when they heard of Jesse's death, wondered how he came to die. For the big reward, little Robert Ford shot Jesse James on the sly. It was Robert Ford, that dirty little coward. I wonder how he does feel. For he ate Jesse's bread and he slept in Jesse's bed. Then he laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse leaves a wife that'll mourn all her life. The children that he left will pray for Bob Ford, the coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse was a man, a friend to the poor. He'd never see a man suffer pain. But with his brother Frank, he robbed the Springfield Bank and stopped the Glendale train. It was his brother Frank that robbed the Gallatin Bank and carried the money from the town. It was in this very place they had a little chase and they shot Captain Sheets to the ground. Jesse leaves a wife that'll mourn all her life. The children that he left will pray for Bob Ford, the coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. They went to the crossing not very far from there, and there they did the same. For the agent on his knees delivered up the keys to the outlaws, Frank and Jesse James. Was on a Saturday night, and Jesse was at home, talking with his family brave. Bob Ford came along like a thief in the night and laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, they laid poor Jesse in his grave, yes, Lord, they laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, he took from the rich and he gave it to the poor, but they laid Jesse James in his grave. Jesse went to his rest with his hand on his breast. The devil will be upon his knee. He was born one day in the county of Clay and came from a solitary race. Now, men, when you go out into the West, never be afraid to die. They had the law in their hands, but they didn't have the sand to take Jesse James alive. Jesse leaves a wife that'll mourn all her life. The children that he left will pray for Bob Ford, the coward that shot Mr. Howard and laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, they laid poor Jesse in his grave, yes, Lord, they laid Jesse James in his grave. Oh, he took from the rich and he gave it to the poor, but they laid Jesse James in his grave.
At my call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool all night.
She'd play around and tease me with her carefree devil eyes. Hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part, and so for the very first time I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron, and your breath is hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seemed. She became
began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream. Pancho was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Well, Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying word. Oh, but that's the way. Ended up and left his mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, the lefty split for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. There ain't nobody.
Hotel. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold, and so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true, save a few for Lefty too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's growing old.
Streaming in, I'll get up and do it again. Amen. I wanna know what became of the changes we waited for love to bring. Were they only the fitful dreams of some greater awakening? I've been aware of the time going by. They say in the end it's the wink of an eye. Come streaming in, you'll get up and do it again. Amen. Caught between the longing for love and the struggle for the legal tender, where the sirens sing and the church bells ring and the junk man pounds his fender. Sleep at the traffic light, and the children solemnly wait for the ice cream vendor. Out into the cool of the evening strolls the pretender. He knows that all his hopes and dreams begin and end there. A girl who can show me what laughter means, and we'll fill in the missing colors in each other's paint by number dreams, and then we'll put our dark glasses on and we'll make love until our strength is gone. When the morning light comes streaming in, get up and do it again. Get it up again. I'm gonna be a happy idiot and struggle for the legal tender, where the elves take aim and lay their claim to the heart and the soul of the spender. Are you there? Say a prayer for the pretender who started out so young and strong only to surrender.
Okay, this is the This should be the simple part of what I do, but it's become complicated. But I'll get used to it. It's hard to adjust sometimes. I'm going to tell you what you just heard in that last set. You see, normally I would be entering that into a database, but right now we have this wonderful new program that does it automatically, at least most of the time. So, but I got to read them up instead of reading them down. So little changes. I'll get used to them soon. We started off with Harry McClintock doing Jesse James. And that was from a CD, When I Was a Cowboy, Volume 2. After that, we had Ricky Nelson doing Poor Little Fool off of Greatest Hits. And then we had Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson doing Poncho and Lefty. And this is where we run into some problems. It was on a different CD than the one the playlist says it was from. But that's okay. We'll go with that. Playlist says it's from the Definitive Collection. Actually, it was from a CD called Poncho and Lefty. And last but not least, we had Jackson Browne doing The Pretender from the CD by the same name. And while we're talking about playlists, let me mention, in the past, you could play along and see the playlists on your computer if you went to wrct.org. I don't think that's happening right now, but it will be happening again sometime in the very near future. And, I guess that's all I need to say about that right now. What I should tell you about, though, I should tell you about some other shows here on WRCT. Saturday night, join DJ Lee for an hour of funk, soul, disco, and jazz. Saturday night from 10 to 11, bring the soul back to Pittsburgh, only on WRCT 88.3 FM. And then on Thursday, we got The Angry Young Man. The world is an angry place, and there's an angry young man who's ready to tackle the issues plaguing it head on. Join Anthony Casciato. I better talk to Anthony, make sure I get this right, as he talks about issues ranging from current events to policy debates. Or better yet, just tune in every Thursday at 10:30 a.m. on WRCT. We'll get that right, Anthony. Okay, now we'll go back to Bob's playlist here, and the thing that I like about this is that it's pretty clear that that Mr. Dylan enjoys lots of different kinds of music. And I was surprised and gratified when I saw some of the things on in his book. I think there's 100 songs, but a lot of them are things that you just wouldn't expect. But then again, Dylan was always kind of like that. Personally, saw absolutely nothing wrong with his transition from a solo folk singer to a guy with a band playing electric instruments. But I did kind of freak out when I saw him do a special with Johnny Cash. I thought, wait a minute. Wait a minute. But that only freaked me out for about a minute. When I listened to it, it seemed like the most natural thing in the world. So, without anything further, let me play the next song.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so,
and anyone could tell. You think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been. No, you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance you might have loved me too. You gave your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know the one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, yeah, sweet tawdry. Ooh, Miss Lottie Linya and old Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver. Whoa, sweet tawdry. Look out to Miss Lottie Linya.
and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in
where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the whiffen poofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well, shall I wasting morning and the rest.
We will serenade our Louis while life and voice shall last.
Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest. We're poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba. We're little black sheep who have gone astray. Ba, ba, ba.
Ah, gentlemen, song. Gentlemen, songsters off on a spree, doomed from here to eternity.
Lord, have mercy on such as we.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what you heard in that last set. Today we're playing songs in order, or at least mostly in order, from Bob Dylan's book, The Philosophy of Music. Is it The Philosophy of Modern? I don't know. I'm going to call it The Philosophy. It's The Philosophy of Modern Song. That's what it is. I've been saying Philosophy of Music. It's The Philosophy of Modern Song. And in the last set, we started things off with Eddie Arnold doing You Don't Know Me. That was off the Best of Eddie Arnold. And then after that, we had Bobby Darin doing Back the Knife. That was from a Rhino collection of Bobby Darin. And then after that, we had Bing Crosby doing the Whiff and Poof song. And... oh, who knows where that was from? It was from Bing's Gold Records, the original Decca Records. It got that one right. And then it didn't catch the last song, this new program we have. I don't know why. It was by the Temptations. They're kind of a well-known group. It was not an old 45, although once upon a time it was an old 45, but we got this off of a collection of the definitive collection, in fact, of Temptation songs. But anyhow, the name of the song was Ball of Confusion. So that's going to do it for the Philosophy of Modern Song today. Before we play some more music, we're going to tell you about one of our fine underwriters here. WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. Okay, what we're going to do to keep you entertained until La Zombo takes over here. First of all, we're going to play you a song by Matt Pond, PA. Kenny Joe likes to keep you abreast of music you may be interested that's coming to town. Seeing live music is regularly is very important to Kenny Joe's mental health, along with some other regular things. And I'm going to mention two events that are coming up. Lydia Lunch, who once upon a time was a Pittsburgh resident for quite a few years, little known fact, is going to be here Monday night. I'm not going to play you anything by Lydia. Not that Lydia doesn't have some songs that can be played on the radio, but even those songs that can be played on the radio, I'm not sure I want to listen to them at this time of day. Nighttime, yes. And besides that, just playing the songs, that doesn't give you an idea what Lydia's all about. Anyhow, Thursday, Matt Pond, PA, is going to be in town. I'll give you a little something from Matt Pond, and then we'll play you some new music.
When I wake,
may I take the day, giving thanks for the breath that I breathe. And
when I stand,
may I rise to greet my heart with the warmth of my hand.
When I walk,
may I place my feet on the path of the good and the strong.
And when I fall, may I know that I still belong.
When I speak, may my words be true and kind to lift up and feed. And
when I fight,
may I find the power of peace to help carry me. And
when I shake,
may I know my strength lies deep within my song.
And when I fall, may I know that I still belong. May I know that I still belong.
Okay. Let me tell you what was in that last set. We started it off with a song from Matt Pond, PA. The name of the song was Devil in the Water from Several Arrows Later. They're going to be in Pittsburgh Thursday night. Lydia Lunch will be in town also on Monday. And then we had, we had a local group, the Garment District, doing a street named Finland. See, this didn't come up either. A street named Finland off of their Flowers Telegraphed All Parts of the World album, which was recently released. And then we had more recently released music. We had Carolyn Cotter doing Morning Mantra off of the CD by the same name. That's going to do it for me. We'll be back next Friday morning. I'm not sure what we'll be doing, but it won't be another playlist from Bob. It'll be I'll have my staff put together something. We'll save Bob for later on when the springtime gets here. Are you ready, Zombo?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. See you next week.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
I dreamed I saw Phil Oakes last night, alive as you and me. Says I to Phil, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The music business killed you, Phil. They ignored the things you said and cast you out when fashions changed, says Phil. But I ain't dead. Says Phil, but I ain't dead. The FBI harassed you, Phil. They smeared you with their lies. Says he, but they could never kill what they could not compromise. I never compromised. Though fashions changed and critics sneered, the songs that I have sung are just as true tonight as then. The struggle carries on, the struggle carries on. When the song of freedom rings out loud from valleys and from hills, where people stand up for their rights, Phil Oakes is with us still. Phil Oakes inspires us still.
Last night or night before that, I won't say which night. Building. I won't say which building, but not walked up the stairs.
as I can recall. Well, my seaman buddy could recollect. The girl had told us that she was a niece of Walt Whitman, but not which niece. And it takes a night and a girl and a book of this kind a long, long time to find its way back.
Most likely the best transition ever out of the Kenny Joe Show in the history of Zombo.